DHS Mayorkas builds migration escalator for Ecuador. By Neil Monroe on October 19, 2023. President Joe Biden's border chief will spend taxpayer funds to help migrants from Ecuador evade Congress caps on chain migration into American communities, jobs, and housing. Biden's Cuban-born, pro-migration border chief Alejandro Mayorkas justified his Ecuador escalator into America as a way to protect Ecuadorians from the risks they would adopt by hiring coyotes to illegally sneak into the United States. Establishing this process for certain Ecuadorian nationals will ensure more families can access lawful pathways rather than placing themselves at the mercy of smugglers to make the dangerous journey, he said in an agency statement which ignores the agency's mission of guarding the border. Mayorkas says his policies are driven by equity. But he said nothing about protecting the many Americans who are at the mercy of employers who prefer hiring Mayorkas poor, hardworking, and compliant migrants. Related, Mayor Eric Adams heads to Mexico, NYC migrant crisis at breaking point. Many millions of Americans, especially older, sicker, and alienated Americans, have already lost decent wages, housing, good schools, and their stable, low-conflict society because Mayorkas and prior border chiefs have refused to enforce the nation's border laws. The GOP could stop the Mayorkas escalator if GOP leaders block funding in the pending 2024 appropriations bill. But many GOP leaders privately welcome the lucrative inflow of workers, renters, and consumers while they loudly criticize Mayorkas' damaging border, crime, and drug policies. Ecuador. Ecuador is a country at the northern end of South America. In 2000, roughly 270,000 Ecuadorian migrants lived in the United States. That number has surged since Mayorkas opened the border and built secure pathways through the Darien Gap jungle between South and Central America. In 2023 alone, roughly 50,000 Ecuadorians have traveled through the jungle into Central America towards the United States. I've been here almost 34 years and I've never seen the wave of Ecuadorians coming in the short time, said Walter Sinch, the executive director of the Alianza Ecuatoriana Internacional, or the Ecuadorian International Alliance. I knew a family, for example, they came with 5 kids. Not only undocumented but also people that come with illegal visa, the overstay, so that's also a large number, he told Breitbart News in March. By 2023, Mayorkas has welcomed roughly 165,000 Ecuadorians, pushing their U.S. population close to 1 million, or roughly 1 in every 18 Ecuadorians. Mayorkas's escalator policy is intended to help at-home Ecuadorians evade Congress caps on chain migration law. The law offers 226,000 green cards each year to the close relatives of immigrants. But many more foreigners want to live in American society. So there is a waiting list of roughly 4 million foreigners for 250,000 green cards each year. Mayorkas' plan is to let Ecuadorians who are on the waiting list to jump the line. He said he would give them a quasi-legal family reunification parole status so they can live and work in the United States until they get one of the 226,000 family green cards. The Ecuadorian escalator, however, might also be a swap to Ecuador's government. Mayorkas wants to work with countries in South America to regulate, but not stop, the flow of African and Asian migrants who fly into South America in the hope of trekking to the United States. Despite his claim that the plan will reduce illegal migration, Mayorkas's plan will expand the incentives for men to illegally migrate to the United States. It expands the incentive by dangling the delayed reward of American citizenship for the relatives of illegals who sneak into the United States and later get green cards. Multiple lawsuits have been filed against Mayorkas for his use of parole to import more migrants. However, the Supreme Court has dodged the issue, so allowing Mayorkas to create new parole programs whenever a prior program is blocked. Mayorkas migration. The Ecuadorian escalator is just one of many ways Mayorkas and his allies have stripped the protections of border law enforcement from 300 million Americans. For example, Mayorkas claims he has the power to parole any number of migrants into the United States, despite Congress' cap of roughly 1 million legal immigrants per year. How is now using that claimed parole power to fly into an additional 360,000 migrants per year from Nicaragua, Venezuela, Haiti, and Cuba? He is also allowing roughly 600,000 illegal migrants per year to get parole clearance via his CBP One cell phone app. He is providing work permits to those immigrants, and also to the hundreds of thousands of other migrants who cross the border and say they need asylum. Related, Mayorkas refuses to use term illegal immigrants. He is also providing temporary protected status to hundreds of thousands of Haitians, Venezuelans, Cameroonians, and others who sneaked across the border. He is also allowing 200,000 people from Central American countries to jump the chain migration line. The flood of migrants has delivered at least 5 million illegal migrants since 2021, alongside roughly 3 million legal immigrants. That population shock is adding roughly one migrant for every U.S. birth, driving up housing prices, shrinking wages, crowding schools, and suppressing corporate investment in American employees. His allies in Joe Biden's administration are also funding the migrants to get training, jobs, and housing that would otherwise go to Americans. For example, the Department of Justice is also pressuring banks to loan money to many of Mayorkas' migrants, even though the loans can be used to pay down the high-interest smuggling debts to coyotes. The loans could also hire coyotes to deliver migrants' wives and children to their U.S. locations. Mayorkas, and his business allies, are also using the flood of migrants to shift marketplace power from employees to employers. Regrettably, our legal immigration system is not designed to meet the needs of employers here in the United States, Mayorkas told the Senate's Judiciary Committee in May. He continued, "We have employers who are striving to hire, to find people who could fill jobs to contribute to our country's economic prosperity. Regrettably, our legal immigration system is not designed to meet that need of employers here in the United States, despite the fact that individuals from other countries want to come here to work, even seasonally, even temporarily, earn the money that they can bring back to their home countries and support their families there." Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans.